With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. In September, Cindy Gamrat was expelled from the State House of Representatives. Next week, voters in that same House district in Allegan County will decide if she gets a chance to get that job back. 8 Republicans are on the ballot for the special primary in the 80th district, including former Representative Cindy Gamrat. Thank you very much for being here.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
First of all, can you tell us why you would like to get back into the State House?
You know, while I was there, I worked very hard for the people of Allegan County and poured myself into the votes that I made and also a lot of legislation. That's important legislation that I promised the people in my district I would put forward, like life at conception, constitutional carry, bills that would decrease taxes and stimulate the economy. And I'd like to go back and finish the work there that I started.
Are voters going to be taking a bit of a risk if they reelect you? For one thing, it is not entirely clear if the State House would seat you if you were reelected.
Well, if the State House decides to try to pull some political gimmicks like that, it would be a slap in the face, I consider, to the voters of Allegan County. I don't think they'd go that route at all. It would show a complete lack of respect and disregard for the voters of Allegan County if they try to do something like that.
Would you approach the job any differently if you go back there? When you testified before the House committee, which looked into the scandal involving you and former Representative Corser, you said, upon reflection, I realized that my approach to Lansing and the people who serve here was off key and lacked respect.
Yeah, you know, when I first went to Lansing, I didn't really understand much about the institution, the resources, the people that are there, the network. And so, you know, through that 8 months, I learned a lot while being there. I learned who the resources are and who the people are and who to be able to connect with to help me better do my job. And so, you know, going back in, unlike the other candidates in the race, I actually have some experience there that I can build off of and start from.
But you have also positioned yourself as the anti-establishment candidate. You've said that you're willing to take on the Democrats, the people in your own party. So I guess I'm wondering, would there be a defiant stance that you would take into Lansing, or would it be more conciliatory than you had before?
Well, what I would do is go to Lansing and fight for my district and the people of my district. And so if Lansing is moving forward on bills and legislation that is going to be helpful for the people of Allegan County, I'm happy to work with them on those types of things. But if they're putting forward legislation and bills that are going to be harmful to the people in my district or the state of Michigan, then I'm not going to be able to work with them on those things. So it just depends on, you know, for instance, 81% of the people in my county voted against Proposition 1 and don't want their taxes increased. So those are things I'm going to stand up for the people in my district and vote against the tax increases that they're trying to push onto the people of Michigan.
Okay, since you brought up Proposal 1, roads has been this ongoing issue in the legislature now for a couple years. What would you be willing to support to get more funding to roads?
You know, Senator Pat Kolbeck has put forward a plan that does not increase taxes, but does fund roads and also focuses on the quality of our roads. So we have a longer term, the cost is less. I think that should be considered. There are many ways we can fund the roads within the current budget, and some of those have been tinkered about. And I think that's where we should put our focus on.
The governor's talking about $1.2 billion for roads. You can find all of that in the existing budget?
Well, you can if you want to. It just depends on how you want to prioritize those dollars. The governor is talking about that number, but, you know, in Lansing, there's a lot of numbers that have been, you know, thrown around. And I don't know that we have to jump to $1.2 billion tomorrow. I think it's something we can build on. We can start at, you know, we already put $400 million of general fund to the roads. We can start at $600 million or so around there and then build from there. And Senator Pat Kolbeck's plan actually looks into that.
Okay, let's go back a little bit into the scandal. You have said that the media should apologize to you if they reported that you misused taxpayer dollars to hide an affair with former Representative Corser. But you did submit a statement saying that you essentially agreed with the findings of the House Business Office investigation. So why is an apology in order then?
I submitted an agreement that said that I said the emails that were put forward in the audio were accurate in the House business report, not the entire House business report, which has been inaccurately put out in the media. And my attorney, Mike Nichols, was very specific in the language when we did that censure agreement to specify that. And so there's been a lot of wrongful accusations that are in the House Business Report that have been circulating in the media. And so that was what my statement was regarding. I did admit to having a personal conversation in my office with my staff. And if that technically violated House Rule 74 and misused any dollars, I asked actually I could reimburse the state and pay that back. But no fines have been charged to me. No misuse of taxpayer dollars have been charged to me. I haven't been found guilty of anything. Yet it's being perpetrated in the media that I have been.
You have made the point over and over again that you think the voters should be the ones who decide this. When I interviewed State Representative John Hoadley around the time that the story was first breaking and the idea of expulsion hearings first came up, and I asked him what he thought, he said that he was pretty reluctant to go down the road of expulsion, and he said it would be better if your constituents could handle this. But his complaint is that the rules of recall have changed now, so it's much tougher to enact a recall against a lawmaker. Would you feel differently about this if it had come from your constituents, if a recall petition had been taken out and that was on the ballot as opposed to being expelled?
Yeah, I mean, if the problem is with the recall, then we should fix the problem with the recall. And I would rather go that route. Again, I think we need to empower the voters and the people in their decision for representation. I think the decision for representation should lie with the voters and not lie with the politicians in Lansing. So I would agree with John on that. I didn't vote for those changes.
It was before you
were
in the House.
Right. I don't support the changes that were made. And I think people are seeing now with this situation and with any situation that probably needs to be addressed.
Cindy Gamrat, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Former State Representative Cindy Gamrat is one of eight Republicans on the ballot for the special primary in Allegan County's 80th district to fill a vacancy in the State House. For WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans.